continue Hilchas Shabbos, Siman Reish Nun Gimel, Halachas of Shi'an Chazara, on page 42, in the middle of Sif Aleph, along Sif Aleph, we're second line down from the top of the Yamim, where up until now we had mentioned one Shita, which we said in Machlekes Rishayim, and the Mechaber said the first opinion, which Yinaldu Shia until it is fully cooked. Now, some say, no, as long as it's cooked like the food of Ben Drusoy,
which as the, it says, Pidush, in other words, Shem Adam, it's the name of a person, he would eat his food that wasn't fully cooked. He was a bandit, like they say, a bandit, where he was on the run, so he wasn't able to eat his food fully cooked. Or even if it's fully cooked, but the more cooked, the better it gets. You're allowed to leave it on the stove on the open flame from before Shabbos. Or even on a tanner, which the Magid Mishnah Perigimel, because Mardechai Mem the Perigimel and around the beginning of Perigim, we say so. Katinus Mechaba. A fillah hutsak begevers ve'etzman, even if it was heated with the pulp and the wood. Bafalay and the group of Ketum, all the bad stuff. I mean, and it's not covered or shoveled out from the coals. It doesn't make a difference. What's already partially cooked, it's okay. We're not concerned for Shemei Chata, that you might come to stoke the coals. And so he comes to explain, and it wasn't mentioned this idea of shoveling it out or covering the coals of Bahusa because of Rubba and the problem if it's heated with and the benefit of when it's heated with straw and stubble. Only it started to cook. Did not reach yet the level of partially cooked, and then okay, kashkavav will help or guvur ketum will help. Regarding him, not like imaleho. Regarding if you took the pot off from the stove, regarding the loch of chazar, putting it back on Shabbos, then it's relevant. That's a guvur ketum like when you're having a blech. Now, Mishachar B'Shah, now, someone forgot, and he did Shia, of a Tapshal Shehizkal, of a dish, started to cook, Lehigil HaMaychal Ben Desai, did not reach the Maychal Ben Desai, then it's Asin forbidden, and then so, let me have to say, Imav B'Shah, if you're violating the Shia, for sure it's going to be forbidden. Agla says Ramah, so that's the two different opinions. And, V'Nogul Lahakul Kusvar Khaina, and the Minig is to be lenient like the last Svar. Says Machabah for the B'Chalzad is all told my bidden Shia. Regarding keeping things on the fire from before Shabbos, Shagadir Yosheb is a kitzur shabazel, where the pot is sitting on some type of iron setting. Agabir Levan, more on stones. Vein Nagas B'Gicham, it's not touching the coals. Man Agabir Gicham, but regarding a different type of cooking, that of insulating inside the coals, it says on the coals. Libar Kol also according to everyone, means touching it. Libar Kol also according to everyone, that's going to be forbidden. Some say no. Even if the pot is literally on the fire, it's touching it. As long as it says machlik is regarding what's called atman, as long as it's uncovered on the top, it says it's not considered insulated. For sure, that would be permitted. Yes, the custom. Reaction is harm, but they're just careful and not to remove it a little bit from before Shabbos from the fire. So let's say simply that you know that a Jew could be able to remove it from there. Because if it wasn't removed from the fire, comes out, it's on the fire on Shabbos, again, you have to be concerned, and that's why Yesh Lasir Misham, you should remove from the Aliyah and Yehudi through a non-Jew, because you might come to move, you're going to move the coals, which is a problem. V'im like any Yehudi, if there's no non-Jew, Mutli Yisrael Lasir Misham, okay, it's permitted for a Jew to remove from there, but you should be careful, like Yisrael Misham Anachas, that you're taking there calmly. Said you don't come to shake the coals as a ketin taf chavpeis. Well, then after the mikzas and even shake a little bit, that's just called v'shem eskavenu. That's unintended, and therefore v'shari it's permitted as the mordechai beginning parakia and again the guys mind the parak zayin. Says Mishnah Berurah, siv katan lamed zayin. We quoted the second opinion of Yeshayim. Some say shakal b'chulu that as long as it was cooked kamecha ben nisai, or even if it was mitzamik v'yafaloi, it's permitted. Trilhu, they hold like this. The kibbush and basal, once it's cooked, it's fit to eat, even under, pressing conditions. So, like, we don't pretend anymore that you might come to stoke the coal. The kibbush and basal, since it's fit to eat, why will he stoke it for nothing? Look how sure they've been permitted, even if it was not shoveled out or covered, with ashes. And you don't need this, the whole concern is only, if it's not yet, the shear of, how Ben Yosef would eat his food. Like Shabbat, like Zibah Shabbos, or like the Ramah said, like, or for regarding Allah, or like Mechaber said, like, or when you're coming to put it back on Shabbos. With the Mexican Mevashim, I'm in the group. And then it looks like cooking, if it's not shoveled out from the coals, simply like it's a problem of Mechzi, which the Sharatzin Islam Zayn says that's how Rashi and Iran explain. And Sefa Yashri brings, the reason why for Chazor you needed to have a big group is because when you take it from the fire, sometimes it cools down a little bit. And we're concerned that when you're putting it back on, you might be mechate, just to, so like, you know, that it's hot enough for what you need it to be. But that's when you need it to be group of Ketumah, is regarding the halacha of Chazar. Still got Lamed Ches. So this sheet holds, as long as it's cooked, Kamaycha Ben Drisoy. So what's this food of Ben Drisoy? So Yeshua, some say it means Chatzi Bishol, half cooked. Yeshua, some say Shlish Bishol, a third cooked. He says, unspecifically, he says Chatzi Bishol means half cooked. But says Mishmur in the present situation, maybe you could be lenient and say even a third cooked will also be okay. Simchat and Lama test. Ramos said, oh yeah, Philip Bukhuli said, or even on top of a tana, because the Lima Fagin Matan Likir, we're not going to differentiate between the tana stove and the Kira stove. Elamash also the Kira and the Grufa, only what's forbidden in a Kira that's not shoveled out, Shemut Chashash Chitri, because it can turn up stoking Asin Matana Falagar. It's just that in the tana we say, even shoveling out will be forbidden. Like we said, because the Mishum Chayim Ataner, because the heat of this Ataner, Chashvin Lekene Gar V'Kanah, like we mentioned, it gets it like as if it wasn't shoveled out, because even like one little spark will be able to be inflamed. Al Mashat Yibakira, but this that the Bimina Kira filled in the group, or even that it's not shoveled out, Lo'az L'chadzi is not going to come to stoke, shouldn't be crying as much, ready to cook, I'm a Taner Mutter, so that, why would that be Asr on the Taner? No reason, if it's ready cooked, to be any more concerned by a Taner. So David Ramah says, or it's even Sibkat Mem Agabe Ataner. And what did something is with the kira? Something is if you put the food in the tana or the kira, would be the same thing as the Sharatin Nes Benav brings that from the beginning of Perakira. And even though they were talking about kira, Pash, the sin would be by a tana. There's no reason to say it would be forbidden because it's not going to be machata, because it's already cooked enough. Simkat Nem Aleph. And the Machaber had mentioned that these elements of needing Grufa Ketuma and Hidim Rekash Kebaba, that was only if it started to cook, but Lohi Gi Bechula, and it didn't yet reach L'maicha Mendesai. Those chashin, they were concerned. You might come to stoke the coals because it's not fully cooked. Did you want to have it for the meal? It moves to be given for the meal. It was heated with pulp and with wood, which there is what to be mechata. And then the group of mikachom, it's also not shoveled out from the coals. Sivkat and mem beis. And also regarding if you took the pot from it and then uvolach zir, you come back to put it back on Shabbos. And the kamam is siv beis, where we talk about the halacha of chazar. Sivkat and mem gimel. And if you forgot and you did shia, for a food that below higia, which did not reach Michael Ben Desai, that's forbidden, because he said to be Gia, if it was ready, this is a very important aloha, actually, if someone, let's say, left on the fire from before Shabbos, some people, they don't have a blech or whatever, don't have, it was ready, Michael Ben Desai, the day zoom, according to the opinion, it permit even like a chilo, to put a food that's partially cooked. But there, it seemed to lead to, yeah, but after the fact, Yeshlaris wants to rule, like Michael Ben Desai, who shir shlish, is a third cook, shir rabo im, many a hold like this, opinion, I'm Eli Rabba. But the Ebed Zicha, if somebody's food was third cooked, it would be permitted by Shabbos even on open floor.
Sibkat Mendal, and Mechaber said that if you were Shachar V'Shah, right, and you kept it partially, it wasn't Meichel Mendesoy yet, then it's Aser, then it's going to be forbidden. Sid Mishmahina Filachim, that's even for others, Admat Shabbos, Tamat Shabbos. Now, if in this case you need to have it, the amount of time that it would take to fully cook, I only Elba Sibkat Lambez, look previously Sibkat Lambez, where we discussed that. Sibkat Namhei. Now, Mechaber qualified, said this also might regarding Shehiya, which is that the pot is sitting, Al Kisa Shabbos, Akin Pitbut Shashot Raglam, like it's like a tripod. But the coals are beneath it, or on stones, and it's not touching the coals. But if it's sibkat nembab hatman, like a gecholm, it's insulated on the coals. Which this is how the mechaber holds. If the bottom of the pot is touching the coals, that's called hatman. And therefore, the usser, it's forbidden. It's forbidden even if it's fully cooked. And it's the more cooked, the worse it gets. We'll see what the halachas is about hatman of insulating, which are more severe. Sibkat mem zayin. But Ramah brought some say that even if the gedera is on the fire itself, But kozman b'chulu, as long as it's open on the top, that's not considered atmana. Even if the pot is in the stove and the stove is sealed, that's not considered insulated. So has to be that it's touched by the walls of what's being insulated by. And therefore, since it's uncovered on the top, that's not covered with garments on the top. So therefore, that's not considered atmana. My come on again, berishin zayin sev ches. Sivkot mem tes. So therefore, b'shari it's permitted. Hayim that is the hurak b'chalal shia, meaning that's only considered like a shia. B'shari min espasim. But yem kemech ben nisayin. Therefore, it can be permitted if it's cooked from before Shabbat, at least kemech ben nisayin. Again, l'fim hashenagu k'tver achrena, according to what we're leaning, according to the last opinion. Sivkot nun. Now, there are more broad. You just have to be careful to remove it a little bit from the fire. Now, if you didn't, and it's on the fire, yesh l'sim hashem b'chulu, then you can remove it through a non-Jew. Because the kashli still is, it's very difficult for a Jew to be careful shlei nega hagacholim, not to shake the coals. The isn't the tulas is there when he's taking the pot. Sivkat nun aleph. Now, if there's no non-Jew, mutli so b'chul, it's permitted for a Jew to remove it. They just should be careful. But afkik shemen sagdel gebacholim, not specifically when the pot is on the coals. Alakacholim anochem svevakdei. But if the coals are around the pot, usli so asir, it's forbidden for the Jew to remove mishum shaldein the tulas, because by removing it, the vavdi chad b'chol. For sure, it's going to stoke the coals. Wasn't that forbidden? The idea is that because through this maver hatachtoin is a mechabel yen, it's going to be inflaming the bottom coals and it's going to be extinguishing the upper ones. Although he's not intending for this, but secretion, that's inevitable. Even to a non-Jew, so much turns regarding this. However, it would seem that one could rely on the opinion, lenient opinions, at least if it's being done through a non-Jew. Sharatin Eismem Gimel brings that the truth is, because it's really just a secretion, inevitable, what's called delay nichle, which he doesn't even really want. And the issue is only Rabban, according to everyone, so therefore, one would be able to be makel through Amir Laakam. Says Mishmur further, but didn't see Chasatanos the Masa the Yehudi regarding opening and sealing the oven through a non-Jew. His brother says Simrishna Tess. We'll explain that in the Simrishna Tess. Answer Mishmur. Look over there in the Mishnah Berurah. The Bir Halacha in the Ramaschal Elikish Hischel is Bashal Blahigia. That it's only a problem, according to the second opinion, only if it started to cook and didn't reach mechem in the site. Says, look at B'chadish B'Gregor that he writes that this halach is not so clear, because there are some places in the hole that even Guf HaGetumah actually would not even help regarding this. So the words in the Chabad that Guf HaGetumah was only mentioned regarding if it's not mechem in the site, not really so clear, because some hold even Garf HaKotim would not help if the food is not even. The Rama said the minhag is make like the last opinion. So he said, look at Beis Ezra that he's lengthy regarding these two different opinions. And he quotes the words of the Rosh, who writes, because the Jewish people are so connected to the mitzvah of Enik Shabbos, for sure they're not going to listen to us, and therefore leave them, let them do like the lenient opinion, look over there. Now, as long as he missed, that's only because of this that he didn't want to protest. And so the Beis Ezra himself, from this, he quotes the first opinion of Bistam, and the second opinion as the Yeshayim. It sounds like that his opinion is also to be inclined to be stringent. However, that we don't have the kayach to be meichel milk to lean, and because the people are already make like the Yeshayim, as Rav Maru. And therefore, according to this, like a tchila, most definitely it's good to be careful that it should be totally cooked before it gets dark and to remove from the fire. But if it happens that they're delayed, for example, the guests come before Shkiz Acham and they have to cook for them some cooked dish for them, then you could put it onto the tripod to cook, even though it's not going to be cooked by Shkia only, but a half of its cooking, that would be enough. And you leave it there on the tripod until it finishes cooking, and you let it move from it at night time because it's not on the coals itself. That it's on this tripod where it's in the kira or in the tanner, and through that, the keder is not touching the coals. And he says, you should know that our kiras, which are connected with the building, with the tanner, according to everyone, has only halacha of kira. And look what we wrote previously regarding our tanurim, which is different than the tamarik tanur. The Rama selection is zumla. Not you just have to be careful to remove it a little bit from before Shabbos from the fire. So, and then it's permitted even when it's in the tanner because it's already cooked. As according to the first opinion, when it's totally cooked, you go to Hashem Machmed Desai, and it's not now on the fire itself. Some of the deer shoes. Deer shoe. Number 44. To do shia on a cooked dish that was cooked and got cooled off, chaznish, right, that's permitted. We're not concerned you're going to come to mechata to heat it up. He adds on that even according to those who hold that there is bishlach abishl by something that's liquidy and that got cooled off, however, you'd still be permitted to do shia, because since it already was cooked, you're not going to come to mechata. Now the prima gadol that holds that, according to those who hold yesh bishlach abishl by dabalach, by liquid, then it would be even the isr shia. Dish number 45. However, if the cooked dish, we said that if it's not Michael Mendesai, so we said that that's when the problem is of Shehiyah. Now, when the cooked dish is going to end up being cooked by Shkei Sachama, in the Shehiyah Mechel Mendesai, even if it's Mekavah Shabbos before, and Rav Shlomo Zalman writes, there would seem Misvara that's permitted to do Shehiyah Ketchila, not like the Tel Shmuel that says it depends on Kabbalah Shabbos. However, he adds on to be Mistopic, it's possible that the time when the whole Tzibur usually is Mekavah Shabbos, maybe that's already considered Shkei Sachama regarding this, and he's not sure regarding that. Dish number 46. The way we mashar that it's halfway cooked, Chaznish writes, is according to the amount of time that it takes to cook. And that is from when the water in the pot starts heating up, like the Sher Yatza Ledes, until it finishes cooking. That since that's the way it's normally cooked, so you can't be mashar halfway of the qualitative cooking. Shrein Alochas is mitzayin to what Mishnah writes later on at in the Simrish Nuntes in the Ikar and Yonma of Shia and Hatmana regarding doing Shia of water in the pot. That if it wasn't heated up from before Shabbos, half of its heat, it's forbidden to Shia. From his wording, it actually sounds like that the Shia is in the qualification of the actual cooking, not in time, like the way the Chazanish makes. It's not like cutting the time of the cooking in half. Now, if it's already edible, the Tavshal, the opinion of Minister Ellis says that you don't have to calculate if it reached half of its cooking, because for sure it's already that Shia. A Tavshal that even after half of the time of cooking, it's still not fit to eat. Even al deyetchak for most people in our times, the opinion of Vazn is one should be machmir to consider as if it was not nizmashal like the shir mechel ben desoy. Dish number 47. If something reaches the shir mechel ben desoy by a tavshal that's mesamek v'yafle, the more cooked the better it is. Kedega writes, if the wording of Shulchan Aruch sounds like over here that it's permitted. On the other hand, from his wording previously, oish nizmashal kol tzokim mesamek v'yafle, sounds like that if the tavshal did not reach but to a shir mechel ben desoy, if it's mesamek v'yafle, actually would be forbidden. It's only when nizmashal kol tzokim mesamek v'yafle would be permitted. And that similarly, the Chaznesh has such a topic, and it comes to Lalacha that one could be lenient even in such a situation. Even if it's Michael Mendesoy ends Mitzamek Biyafala. Dish number 48. If a Tavshal reaches the Shir Michael Mendesoy before Tzisik Chavim, the Chaznesh is inclined, but even though by Binish Mashar didn't reach that Shir, but the Ebed, the Tavshal has now become forbidden, and even though by Shkia it wasn't. Dish number 49. Regarding stoves in our times, which the pot is put on the top of the fire and not on top of the coals. There's no coals there. And Mr. Karelis' opinion is that it's logical that it's not considered hatmon at all, because dafka by coals, which is derech to do hatmon to them, that's considered putting on top of it like hatmon. Whereas by fire, which is derech not to do hatmon to them, that's not considered putting on top, even according to the finish of an aruch, but it remains through tzarchi lemaisa. And regarding putting a pot on top of a pot, Beis Meir over here writes that according to all opinions, that's not considered hatmana. And he proves his words in Shulchan Aruch later on, Simchi Nidches design that permits to put on Shabbos a mechem agam mechem that's on the fire, and he doesn't make it forbidden because of hatmana that's moisav havel. It's not considered hatmana, even though touching coals he's considering is hatmana. He adds on that this is the Shulchan Aruch considered putting on coals like hatmana. That's specifically for example like coals, which the norm is that it spreads out also to the sides of the pot. Whereas by putting a pot on top of a pot, it's not a problem. For this reason, doing shi of a pot which is not insulated with garments on top of the blech which is on the fire or on top of the electric plata, the pin of Rabbi is that it's not considered as hatmana, even according to the pin of Shulchan Aruch, and that's what the pin of Nizkar is. However, from what the Be'al Lachah writes later on Simrish and Ches. And Sif Aleph and Damascus She'ein and the pin of the Prima Gadol, you see that putting a pot on the mechem on the kettle is considered atman a little bit. It's just you have to discuss that he doesn't mean to say that it's considered like atman of a mixus only in the situation where the upper pot is a little bit submerged into the bottom one. Dish number 50, we said as long as it's not covered over with garments on the top. The understanding of his wording is that even though all the walls of the pot are covered, however, since the pot is not covered on the top, it's not considered only but hatman b'miktzis, and that's not something from his wording later on, Sibkot and Samachtes, and later on, Simrish and Chesibkot Beis. Now, the Prima Gadol writes later on, Edmund Simrish and Tess, that if all the walls of the pot are covered, even though the top is uncovered, it's still considered hatman b'kulay, which is more severe. However, regarding hatman b'choyl in sand, That if he puts the pot up until halfway into the sand, that's considered mud b'miktus. It sounds like that if it's more than half, it's considered mud b'kula, even though the covering, the top is not covered. Now, the halacha, the bin Rosh Hashanah is that if the pot is uncovered in the upper part or the bottom in a significant amount, that's not considered but hatmud b'miktus. On the other hand, the bin Rosh Hashanah says that if most of the walls of the pot are covered, it's considered mud b'kula, like the bin Rosh Hashanah that we mentioned. Now, regarding the shear of uncovered of the circumference of the pot, so it's not considered as hatman b'kula. The opinion of Rosh Hashanah is that if the uncovering is by the majority of the circumference of the pot, that's not considered but at, like just what we call hatman b'miktus. On the other hand, the opinion of Rav Yashiv is that even if the pot is not uncovered but close to a third of its circumference, that's enough, that's considered as hatman b'miktus. Now, if the uncovering of the pot is in a place that there's no tavshal in that part of the pot, Igus Meshur writes that if you megala some of that space, it's still considered that hatman b'kula. Pirim shel mezamen is that since the derech matminim is to cover the whole pot, even opposite the area with no tafshel, so uncovering that significant area from that place would be making it in time hatman b'miktus. That's also Pirim Meskarel is regarding a bottle with food, that if the food is only a little bit in the height of the vessel, you could insulate the bottle in water opposite the place of the food, because the majority of the height of the bottle is uncovered, like his opinion that most of the height of the walls has to be uncovered. Now, regarding a pot that's designated for automatic cooking, like crock pots, which is composed of a receptacle that's made out of earthenware, which is what you put the tafshel inside of it, and from the heating element that surrounds that earthenware pot, someone writes that even though there's a little bit of air space between the heating element and the pot, and the pot is uncovered on the top, however, it's considered hatman b'kulay in dav hamayis of havel, which is a problem even from before Shabbos, because that's the derech of bishul in this kli during the weekday, and therefore it's forbidden to put inside of a tavshel only if you put a pot from a plate between the pot of the tavshel and between that and the heating element. Where then you megal yadas that you want to minimize the heat of this tool. In that situation, permitted to put over the tavshel that was fully cooked, even though it's stamped briefly. Adds on that it's good that the partition should be protruding and recognizable. However, if the heating element is like a bottom, only on the bottom, like some crockpots have, but not on the sides. So some of the rules, then you consider that a hatman miktus only, even if the walls of the outer vessel surround the whole pot, because the heating element is only on the bottom. That's what's opinion of Yashub, that putting a tafshel in such a pot is considered hatman, but he adds on that if you elevate the pot in a way that it's sticking out a part of the walls outside, it would be permitted to put a tafshel inside of it, because in such a situation, most of the area of the wall is uncovered, which is the area that's above where it's connected beneath the pot, and a portion of the walls are sticking out of the pot. Now, the opinion of Rav Ozan is that even if there's makom to be machmir regarding this, but it's hard to be meicha in those who are lenient, because since the pot is uncovered on the top, there is makom to be machmir, the thing is on the hatmad b'miktus, which are permitted according to the Rambam. Now, regarding pots that are it's comprised with it a thermostat, then you have to mevar the tzur of a permitted way of utilizing it, because putting back the tafshel on Shabbos would be susceptible to inflaming the heating element. Now, addition number 52, Chaznish actually writes interestingly that there's no makom b'mikol on this like the Ramah, and anytime the pad is touching the coals, even though it's uncovered on the top, it is considered like a hatmana and is machma. Addition number 54, the words of the Bialocha, quoting Gruba Kivega, that Gruba Kedumah would not have been helped for according to some Paiskim, if it's not even Kamecha ben Desai. The reason for this, Rabbi Kivega writes in his Goyes Shulchan Aruch and Tais Rabbi Kivega, beginning Perikir, that before it's cooked, the Tavish Kamecha ben Desai, you have to be concerned that you may come to do Hagasa, which is just mixing it, like the Shulchan Aruch writes in Rishon Beis regarding the dyes and the herbs. However, according to the Mishnah Berurah and Shinyan and Ches, that even if it's Tavish Kamecha ben Desai, this Bishul, then that should be a problem Hagasa also, so that shouldn't be any differentiation. Dish number 55, even the Minhag HaSfaradim is to make like this, like the opinion of the Ramah, as the Kav HaChaim writes in Shabbat HaLitzion, as we bring over here, like the Yashayimim. Dush number 56, Chaznitz is inclined that it's permitted to do Shia on the Tavshal and the Spashal Kamek Manasseh, even the Ketchila. Look what they did. He disagrees with the Be'alokha and not saying the words of the Rosh. And he adds on, one can be lean regarding this even when it's done with Yafalai. Dush number 57, explaining the Be'alokha, that he says, like Ketchila, for sure, it's good to, that it should be Mibushal Kotzak before Chashaykh and to remove from the fire. Chaznitz writes, meaning that when the Tavshal is done with Yafalai, when it's done with Yafalai, then you don't have to remove it from the fire. From before Shabbos, even on the type of Lizar. Mishnah 58, on the words of the Shar Tzion, that really it's Psikrish Dolei Nichle, and therefore it's only Asim Rabban, therefore it's Bimin Aldeh Mir La'akim. Our Valdemar points out that, and that's he writes later on in Mishnah Tez, but in Mishnah later on in Sivkot Tzadi Tez, he actually writes that Mir La'Nachri is permitted even by Psikrish Dolei Nichle, because the Shavuos without a Maisa Shal Yisrael, so you don't even have to have the idea of a Psikrish Dolei Nichle.